Good morning. Dry, cold, high pressure overhead, keeping the weather quiet across interior New York and New England to start the day, with most locations starting in the teens and lower 20s. Somewhat milder air is building into the Catskills and western Mohawk Valley, but even these locations in the middle and upper 20s. It's all out ahead of a storm system heading toward the Great Lakes. This storm has a variety of precipitation with it, and as we get deeper into the morning, this precipitation will move in. Initially, it looks like we could have a round of light snow and sleet by late morning and early afternoon across most of interior New York and New England. In the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, Champlain Valley, and Vermont, the precipitation will hang on as snow through the afternoon and a couple of inches of snow possible, especially in the mountains by the end of the day. Along the I-90 corridor in the Catskills, the Taconics, and Berkshires, the snow will only last for a little while before transitioning to sleet and some freezing rain as temperatures only slowly creep to 32. In these locations, especially the hill towns, we'll see an accumulation of ice which will produce tricky travel through the evening drive. In valley locations south of I-90, primarily some light sleet and freezing rain changing quickly over to just plain rain as temperatures reach into the middle 30s before the day is through. As we head into the evening hours, precipitation will remain in place, mainly in the form of snow and sleet across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where another 1 to 3 inches of snow could add up. In most other locations, we'll have a mixture of sleet, freezing rain, and rain, with some icing still ongoing, especially across the higher terrain. In the valley locations, though, we will see primarily rain with only a few pockets of freezing rain during the nighttime hours. Temperatures will pretty much stay put in the lower and middle 30s. As we get into the day tomorrow, the energy associated with this system will slide through, producing a few rain and snow showers as temperatures reach back into the upper 30s. We'll start a drying trend with a ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft building in for Thursday, Friday, and the weekend. As a result, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 40s on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid 40s on Friday and Saturday, and staying dry with highs in the lower 40s on Sunday. So a quiet stretch of weather through the weekend before things get a little more stormy heading into the early part of next week with a chance of rain or mixed precipitation on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm that's producing wintry weather across the Great Lakes and here in the Northeast will also generate periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms from eastern Texas into the Ohio Valley along its trailing cold front through the afternoon. Meanwhile, the weather pattern across the Pacific Northwest will become quite active again starting today, with heavy rain and mountain snow due to a strong onshore flow from the next approaching system. A variety of winter weather is expected in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and winter storm watches, warnings, and advisories have been issued for snow in the mountains, and freezing rain advisories and ice storm warnings are out for the valleys. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals at 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 16, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, and Marathon, Florida, to a low of 37 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain showers, lower 40s. Boston, increasing clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 27, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snow yesterday, still just 9-tenths of an inch for the month, and 15.3 inches for the season, which is now 10.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62, set in 1889, and the record low 23 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:49 p.m., 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with snow developing, then mixing with sleet and possibly freezing rain by the end of the day today, with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with rain and snow tonight, with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with rain developing this morning, then pockets of freezing rain today, with highs in the upper 30s. More rain and pockets of freezing rain tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with snow developing, changing to sleet and freezing rain by the end of the day today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with freezing rain and snow tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with snow and some sleet developing, changing to freezing rain and rain today, highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with pockets of freezing rain and rain tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with snow and some sleet developing, changing to freezing rain and eventually plain rain today, with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and snow showers around, otherwise cloudy in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, lower 40s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, lower to mid-40s. And mostly cloudy with mixed precipitation Monday and highs near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.